Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
And we're live on this Friday, Black Friday, if you have family members that are out shopping today. Maybe you're rolling along with them. Have us up on the app today. Or while you sit and watch somebody try on dresses or maybe run through a outdoor store or something, you can pop us up on YouTube. You want me to just start over?
Make sure it's your wife that you're watching.
Last time you watched somebody try on a dress. I don't think I ever in my life.
Hey, you creepy Jim.
You put that thing on slow. I'm listening to the next round.
Nobody gets a sandwich and just goes sits in a dressing area? Come on, man. We're live, ready to go. A little heavier after a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great one as well with family and friends. We'll talk about the games we saw yesterday in college and the NFL and then get to what's ahead today. And then, of course, in rivalry weekend coming up this weekend, a little basketball, too. Not so good for Bama, pretty good for Auburn and UAB. We'll talk about that, too. We'll start off with the Egg Bowl, the battle for the Golden Egg, as it's officially called, over in Starkville last night. Rain hung around a little longer than a lot of people expected, and so did Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. Mississippi State became a very sexy play as the week went on for some people, LT, but in the end, dropped balls and some missed opportunities when Kiffin basically gave them 7 points to start the game. They couldn't punch it into the end zone.
Yeah, look, settling for field goals on their first couple of drives, and then the drop touchdowns. You had 4 drop touchdowns in the first half, 2 missed field goals. Mississippi State had every opportunity to be leading that game by double digits in the first half. I still, when it was, you know, 10-6 at halftime, and even when they stretched it to 17-6, I still had a feeling that Mississippi State was going to come back and win that game just because they've been so good at comebacks in 2021. But Mississippi State's just so unpredictable. And look, self-inflicted wounds last night ended up being a little interesting at the end. They couldn't get one of those onside kicks to make it more interesting. But congratulations to Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, 10 wins in the regular season. Brown, that was one of your guarantees. And
bingo!
And they got it. I think Ole Miss is a good team. I think it's funny that people were talking about, man, this team could have been a playoff team. This team ain't even close to a playoff team. They're good.
They would be in a 12-team playoff. They'd be right in it. Yeah.
But I think they're good. I think they're a B team.
They are a really good team. I think they're a good SEC team.
Yeah. But if they had beaten Alabama, they'd be in the conversation for the playoffs.
Well, they would be.
They
lost that game by 35-0.
They lost that game by 3 touchdowns. They lost by double digits to Auburn. I mean, this is not a great Ole Miss team.
It's not a great team. It's the first 10-win team in Ole Miss history, so it's one of the great Ole Miss teams. But in the
Says a lot about their history.
It really does. It really does. And it says a lot about what Lane Kiffin has done there and how he's changed that program. By the way, I dug back through it last night on Twitter and found my third guarantee. I never can remember my 3 guarantees because 2 of them, or Ole Miss goes 10-2 and Florida State goes 5-7. And if Florida State loses the Florida game, they're 5-7. And I'm like, man, what else did I get right? I had Clemson beating Georgia by double digits.
Yeah. That's probably why you forgot that one early on.
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to go 2-3.
Yeah. Away from what happened in Brown's predictions, back to the game last night, the Ole Miss win of 10 wins in a regular season, you know, it used to be harder to win 10 games. There was a time you only played 10 games and you played 11. 12 now, 13, but 10 in a regular season, that separates you. But now here's Lane Kiffin, and we don't know what the future holds for Lane Kiffin. Connor O'Gara writes today at Saturday Down South, regardless of what Monday holds or Sunday holds for Lane Kiffin, his next move or whether he's staying at Ole Miss, we should appreciate him. Where is Lane Kiffin on this market right now for you, Brownie? Start us off. Is Lane Kiffin a commodity to you?
I think... Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, that's a difficult question. A commodity, you ask, is a commodity. I mean, can you see him at LSU or Florida?
I can't.
I could.
It's hard.
Yeah, I think the programs are too big. He's had big programs before. I still think he's way too immature. I wouldn't want him running my program. I agree with you guys. We had a discussion before the show. I think he's fun in the SEC. I think he's a great offensive mind. I think he gives us things to talk about all of the time. And I think he's perfect for Ole Miss. But if I'm Florida or LSU, no thanks.
I think he's a really good coach at Ole Miss. I think he's in the perfect place for him. I hope he stays there. Because he's made Ole Miss more fun. But let me give you an example. Do you think he can be the same Lane Kiffin he is right now and be embraced the way he is at Florida or LSU. The Lane Kiffin that goes on game day and does the guest picker and tweets about how much he loves Nick Saban and Miss Terry and loves that rant. And the things he does, can he do that at Florida and LSU? Can he be himself at those jobs?
If he's winning 10 or 11 games, yeah.
But he doesn't have to do that at Ole Miss to be himself.
No, right, exactly, yeah. I mean, he can go 8-4 and he's going to be completely fine. But if he does that stuff at Florida and LSU and goes 8-4, it's not going to work.
That's right. I mean, he's got to, if he's going to do that kind of stuff, if he's going to be himself, he's got to win championships at those places. And I don't know if he can do that. And I don't want to lose the Lane Kiffin we got at Ole Miss. I don't want him to have to become a corporate man just because he takes one of those jobs.
I get the feeling you guys, you are bothered by Lane Kiffin being Lane Kiffin.
I'm not bothered at all.
His personality. But y'all have no problem with Mike Leach and his personality.
Mike Leach can't do that at Florida.
They're the same people, though.
No, they are, but he can't do that at Florida or LSU either.
But that's why we've always said he's never got a big job because of his personality. And I think Lane Kiffin has a ton of baggage. And that's one of the reasons that a lot of these programs are just going to pass.
Lane Kiffin with 10 regular season wins, 10-2 now. The only losses came in this state on the road to Auburn and to Alabama. Here's Kiffin last night after the win over Mississippi State, 31-21, on now really understanding the rivalry that he is 2-0 in.
I get it now. Like I said, it was different than coming here in Alabama. There is, you know, a lot of things said to you on the way out. Their players, you know, say a lot of things during the game, and, you know, it gets emotional and gets competitive. So I did kind of get caught up in that. And those bells are really annoying, by the way. So, and they don't even come close to following the rules. So whatever rule that is that they're supposed to stop, they don't.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Trying to back it up now that I said we don't have to hate each other. I got to say something. He was talking shit to a player last night, which coaches don't do. He wouldn't stop.
He did give the old Vince Carter it's over move when it was over last night. He made that move. It was caught on the ESPN broadcast.
You saw him chirping to a player, too, though.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was a lot of chirping that goes on in that game. If a player talks to you, do you talk back to him?
If I'm a head coach, I hope not.
No, if I'm a head coach, I hope I ignore it.
Yeah.
I know what you would do. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
I mean, look, Charles says the JD hate for Leach, LOL.
Oh, you do hate Leach.
I don't hate Leach at all. I've said 1,000 times he's a nice guy. I've got friends who have daughters in school over there. He poses for pictures. He does a lot of great things. I just don't think he's the kind of football coach that Mississippi State deserves.
I don't think your Mississippi State fans like any of their coaches, based on the Dan Mullen comments. But
they love their football coach. I mean, baseball Leach. Coach.
Well, sure. National championship, I hope.
But Brown's right. I mean, if you're a head coach, you've already got the game in hand. You just turn, you walk back to the sidelines, you get your guys, you don't start chirping right there on the camera where everybody can see to a 19-year-old. It's a bad look.
Ole Miss wins at 31-21. That was part of the day yesterday, part of our show today being brought to you by the great folks at the University of Montevallo. If you're looking for a great place for your son or daughter to spend 4 or 5 wonderful years, or 6 like I did back in the 80s, Montevallo is a great place to go. Wonderful school, the whole community, the whole area embraces the students down there. 21 Division II NCAA Division II scholarship sports with great facilities, fully funded sports right there that compete at a high level. They even have unique sports like a national championship bass fishing team. They have the first esports team in the state of Alabama is at the University of Montevallo. 75 major, small class sizes, a beautiful campus according to Southern Living. U.S. News and World Report calls it a top 15 public university in the South. See everything that Montevallo can offer for your child at Montevallo.edu and schedule an in-person tour, Montevallo.edu. Also on Thanksgiving, we get a lot of National Football League action, a triple header. Let's start last night and work our way through all the way to Rockstars Lions. Last night, Buffalo and New Orleans, big one in New Orleans. The Saints are beaten and banged up. They're a hurt football team. And the Bills, I still don't think the Bills are playing the way we all expected the Bills to play coming into this season.
No, look, you look at Josh Allen, he's still turning the football over. 7 picks his last 3 games. I mean, that's not going to get it done against a quality opponent. And you mentioned the Saints. I mean, everybody skill-wise was down for the Saints, and they had a total of 190 yards last night.
They did. You know, if only they had a guy they were paying a lot of money that could inject some life into that offense. I mean, that's really what they need. They need to go get a guy they can pay a ton of money. I mean, like a guy that could play some quarterback, maybe some receiver, maybe some running back.
Brown, I am baffled. So they start the season 5-2 with Jameis Winston. He goes down. He's out for the year. And Taysom Hill has had the foot injury, but he was active last night. So if he's medically cleared to play, we're paying him all this money. We're not winning with Simeon. Why would you not play Taysom Hill?
It made no sense. Now, I was paying very little attention to that game because I was all in on the Egg Bowl, and that game sucked. But every time I would flip over there, they would show Taysom Hill walking around with a little earpiece in. And I'm like, why is he not in the game? They don't have any points.
Again, I think he's got pictures, and he probably said, you know what, I don't want to play against Buffalo.
I mean, maybe that's it. I don't know. Makes no sense whatsoever, though.
Yeah, I you know, apparently the Jameis Winston-Taysom Hill battle for the starting quarterback role went deep into the exhibition season, right?
That's what we thought. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of people that believed Hill was going to be the starting quarterback before the season started.
Yeah, and to lose Jameis Winston, and he's not your guy, and you're paying him that amount of money, it doesn't make sense.
Well,
doesn't make sense.
The first time they've lost four consecutive games since 2015, and Sean Payton, you can tell the frustration. If it's not working, you've got to try something else. And I'm not saying by any means they would have won this game with Taysom Hill, but if you think he's worthy of $25 million guaranteed, you would hope that you can get more than 6 points.
Makes no sense whatsoever. That makes no sense.
The Cowboys were a team that that I thought was the best team in football going into yesterday. They lose to the Raiders in overtime, 36-33. And I guess the story of that game is it the Cowboys' penalties or the Cowboys' secondary not named Trayvon Diggs?
Well, the secondary was awful, but don't back off. I mean, you watch them play without Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, so they could still be the best team in the NFL. I don't know if they are or not. But
I'm not backing off of it.
That was not a full-steam Dallas Cowboys team you saw yesterday, and they still scored a ton of points, but that secondary not named Trayvon Diggs got roasted.
Yeah, I think I would back off that a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, they weren't full. I mean,
again, I think they're going to be able to offensively play with anyone. The thing we thought that was improved was their defense. And their defense, to give up 36 points to the Raiders yesterday, a season high over 500 yards for Derek Carr in that offense, and for Anthony Brown to have four PIs himself.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And going into the game, and here's a major, major problem. The Cowboys lead the NFL in penalties. And then yesterday they had 14 more.
There were 28 penalties in that game. That's hard to watch, man.
Yeah.
And I was trying.
It was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
Best one of the day.
Well, my gosh.
I'm not saying a lot.
That's a low bar.
But okay, so the Cowboys, they lose. How much praise should we be giving the Raiders right now? With everything that's gone on this year on and off the field, how much praise should we be giving the Raiders right now in the AFC Western Division?
Well, I mean, they're hanging around. You know, the problem for the Raiders now, Kansas City's playing their best football. So I don't know. And Darren Waller, what's the long time? I mean, what's the prognosis for Waller?
I don't know.
You know, he's such a weapon for that offense. And Deshaun Jackson, the longtime vet, showed up and had a really nice game yesterday.
Hunter Renfro. Yeah, he's getting an MRI, Waller is. So that's generally a bad sign.
Not good, yeah. So if Waller is done, to me, he's their best weapon.
Yeah, well, he hurt his back first, right?
Right.
Left the game,
now
came back.
Now it's a knee.
And then he hurt his knee and left the game. Of course, I had him on my daily fantasy play.
Well, that explains everything.
And I was like, oh, okay, there we go, Waller. Waller not doing very well today. I wish I'd had Dallas in the penalties. That would have been a great play.
Can you make that play?
I should have played Dallas over 11.5 penalties.
Shouldn't you get a point like every penalty against for the defense? Yeah. It's so hard to get any good scoring with defenses in this drafting thing.
276 penalty yards, man. If you could have just played penalty yardage.
That's right. That would have been really good.
Yeah.
And then there was the Lions.
Rockstar.
The game and the Bears.
Well, they didn't do well after Brown made the text about how golf is unstoppable.
First drive for the drive
to Josh Reynolds,
an ex-Ramley touchdown golf to Reynolds, and I send in the next round group text that basically Jared Goff's a pilgrim.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving's his day, man. You're not going to stop him.
People have made enough of this, but you know Jared Goff went number one overall. We were doing a show together back in the old radio days. I told you guys I didn't like the selection. I would have rather gone Carson Wentz. The Rams, even back in those days, traded a ton to get up to get to number one to get golf. But he now, without Sean McVay, is 0-16-1 as a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
If you go back to his seven starts in his rookie season with the Rams and now the starts with the Detroit Lions, I know Boyer had the start last week, so you don't count that one. But 0-16-1 for a former number one overall selection, I don't think that's ever happened.
No, that would be the worst record of all time unless somebody never tied a game. He's the tie may break it.
That's right.
He's got the Eli Manning body language.
But he doesn't care.
If he threw a touchdown or an interception, it's just like, well, okay.
He's got a good-looking wife. He's got a ton of money. He's been relegated to Detroit. Our friend Charlie Vitello was at that game. He's going to be at the game tomorrow, big Lions and Michigan fan. And he sent me a text. He was like, how in the hell did you watch this for years? And I reminded him, in 2018, golf was really good. And this is how pathetic my life is at times. But I went back and watched the final few drives of that NFC Championship game, and watching golf on the road in that atmosphere against the Saints in 2018, making play after play. And it's just hard to believe where he is right now as a quarterback.
Well, Rockstar's coach screwed that one up at the end. Now, I don't know if y'all are going to win, but I cannot believe how bad your guy mismanaged the end of that game. I mean, that was
back-to-back timeouts, too many men on the field. Well, didn't realize that there was going to be a penalty with that either.
I know.
You just
holy crap.
Let that play out.
Well, to begin with, to not call the timeout and let 19 seconds run off before the 2-minute warning.
You want to burn the clock at the end when you're behind, right?
When you're about to be behind. Yeah, make sure you burn that clock on.
You don't want to save any time. I'm always thankful that is the 11 o'clock game, because there's no way I could eat a big turkey meal and then have to watch the Lions.
It's rough.
That would be tough if you were going post meal on that.
But I think
when do y'all eat your Thanksgiving meal traditionally, usually?
Early in that game. In the first half of that game.
Normally I'm all over the 12-ish. Place because, you know, my life has changed so much. So I let everybody that was going to be involved with me yesterday dictate what time. So we actually didn't eat till 5 o'clock last night.
When I was growing up, my grandmother would start cooking the day before, and it was always you would eat as soon as she had everything ready. And like you, Brown, it was usually 11, 12, 12:30, somewhere around that area.
And then you could just graze all day.
And you could just eat leftovers and sandwiches all day
long. I think that's the way to do it.
It's the way I prefer.
Yeah, I agree.
But of course, as a guy, I married into a family, and we do it their way now. And it's a 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern time.
Why are you giving Eastern time?
Because there are a lot of people from Georgia come over to Mentone.
Okay. It is interesting to see when people are going to eat. So roommate had her family dinner at noon yesterday. And so then I waited till 5 to have ours. I'll say this. The food I had it catered, was the best Thanksgiving meal I've ever had.
Really?
It was incredible. Yeah.
We had the best Thanksgiving meal I'd ever had yesterday.
But I had 3 people at the table say the same thing last night. I'll tell you guys in break who actually catered it.
All right. Look forward to that.
Too bad they don't sponsor.
Thanks to all the folks who prepared the food that I didn't prepare where I was up in Mentone. It was really good. Brown will be doing one half of his family Thanksgiving today. I'm sort of jealous. He's got a whole big Thanksgiving meal left for him.
For dinner tonight, man.
Straight ahead. Have plenty of leftovers if you want to partake, man.
Yeah, I may. I may swing by after the show. Still a lot to get to live today. Part of the show being brought to you by the wonderful folks at Mortgage Right. They bring you the show. We'll tell you about Mortgage Right many times on the big screen behind us right now. Great place to go for your mortgages.
Yeah, the holidays are approaching. You might be wondering how you can make some extra money. Well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a great solution. If your home's equity is the size of Santa's waist belt, then Mortgage Right can help you turn that equity into cash in your pocket with a cash out refi. Reach out today for a free home health check to see if a cash out refi is right for you. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR.
There's no way Forrester can find it in a short amount of time, 4 hours of the show back on Wednesday. We were not here on Thursday. But I did, in passing, throw out, I said, when I was mentioning Alabama had Iona on Thanksgiving Day, I did throw out, hey, Rick Pitino can recruit. No matter where he is, he can recruit. This Iona team will be a little bit better than they were last year. I didn't think Alabama would lose the basketball game to Iona. I just thought Iona would be a little bit better than they were last year in the NCAA tournament. Alabama gets beat by Iona yesterday down in Disney, and Rick Pitino has now beaten top 10 teams with 4 different schools. That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing. Look, Rick Pitino, I know there's a cloud that kind of hangs over him and the way everything ended at Louisville, but you can't discount that this guy is one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time. I mean, he's that good. He won national championships at Kentucky, won one at Louisville, and now he's got the Gales at 6-0. And that was a game that Alabama controlled in the second half. They were always up between 4 and 7 points. And, you know, when you've got Quinterly and Davidson, when you've got guards that are missing key free throws down the stretch, 8 combined missed free throws, I mean, that really was the difference.
It was. The free throw shooting was awful. And you got to get better at that, especially the guards, like you said. I mean, you're not going to win another SEC championship shooting free throws.
And somewhere. I was really surprised, Dunaway. I mean, all five different Gales were in double figures, but I laid the 13 with Alabama yesterday. I thought they would win going away.
Pritch Law says, Iona is the best free throw defense team in America.
It's hard to play, but sometimes.
They do this kind of stuff really good.
Yeah, just that distraction.
Yeah. Would you agree, though? I mean, just off the top of my head, in our generation, it's probably Krzyzewski 1, Patino 2. Just as far as who... No, I'm not talking about, like, wins. I'm just saying who you think is the best coach. Would you go K1, Patino 2?
Yeah, probably.
I think I probably would, too.
I mean, Izzo's only got that one national championship.
He's up there, but I don't think he's in front of Patino.
No. Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I couldn't disagree with that.
That's who you're talking about there. That doesn't mean he should have beaten Alabama yesterday, no. But he's a really good coach.
Well, I mean, that hurts, you know, some of Alabama's strength of schedule. They're back at it again today at 3:30 in the loser's bracket of that tournament. Auburn, who bounced back after losing a tough one to UConn, which was a well-played game after we were off the air on Wednesday, two nationally ranked teams. Heartbreaking loss for Auburn. They come back and dominate Loyola Chicago. They get Syracuse today, 3:30 ESPN2, and UAB beat New Mexico yesterday. They go tonight at 10:30 on FS1 against the San Francisco Dons out in Vegas. Little basketball action, UAB and football today. We'll talk about that game as you make your way down to Protective Stadium. All that and more as we roll live today on the eve of the Iron Bowl, which is one of the reasons we come in and work. So a lot of football and basketball conversation with you guys. You can jump on the Pepsi hotline, 205-734-0923, 734-0923. Also fired up on the Farmfolio chat room over there. Also on Twitter at Next Round Live, the show being brought to you by Browns man, Tom Beckby.
Oh, Tom Beckby. He couldn't find what he liked in outdoor clothing, so Tom Beckby decided to make his own. Since designing that first jacket in 2015, it's now an entire line of outdoor clothing that looks amazing in the field, when you're hunting, or just out in the city. So go by the Tom Beckby store in Mountain Brook Village. See it for yourself. Great Christmas idea for the outdoorsman in your life. TomBeckby.com as well. That's BECKBE, TomBeckby.com, or in Mountain Brook Village, the Tom Beckby store.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Banking isn't just about your money, it's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org. America's first federal credit union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Did you tweak your shoulder pulling down the attic ladder? Feel a pop in your elbow working out? Or feeling pain in your knees getting up from the couch at halftime? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, to get your life back on track. Your health can't wait. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
One Man in the Toolbox has provided professional handyman services since 1997. Honesty and reliability are qualities that embody every one of their employees. From residential to commercial, One Man in the Toolbox has the background to help you with almost any project. 823-2111. Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Drunk driving prevention is a priority at Anheuser-Busch. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Encourage friends to join in the pledge to Decide to Ride on DecideToRide.com. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and The Next Round. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast like Bama and Bourbon, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
You know that sound anywhere. It's the crisp crunch of that first nacho chip. With its perfect cheese to sour cream ratio sitting atop a layer of delicious beans, it's a sip away from perfection. That's what we're looking for. Add a delicious, refreshing Pepsi, and we've achieved absolute nacho nirvana. Because while you can pile those nachos high with every spicy, cheesy, savory topping, there's no topping a cool Pepsi finish. Nachos, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
I've been a Shelby County deputy since 2019, but I've been a beach bum for as long as I can remember. My folks took us down to the Gulf every summer, and even now, I can't wait to get back. Thanks to the freedom and flexibility of my new job, I know my next beach trip is never far away. In the meantime, I'm making great money, get paid to work out, and even have a take-home car to save miles on mine. Best of all, I spend my days helping people, sometimes on the worst days of their lives. That's a job that makes a difference. Not bad for a beach bum, huh?
If a flexible work schedule, a take-home car, paid vacations, a gym at work, and $51,000 plus a year to start sounds good to you, maybe you should think about a career as a deputy in Shelby County, Alabama. Change your life. Change your world. Look us up on Indeed.com and on Insta.
Phone call standing by as we get into our discussion about the Buffalo Wild Wings pick six. You may be like, hey, there's no Buffalo Wild Wings pick six up for me to place because it's championship week. Only 112 of you are playing this week. Six games to pick and then six more tiebreakers for you as we'll get a champion after this weekend. 112 of you, most of you with 6-0 weeks, playing in the Buffalo Wild Wings championship this week. Brought to you by B-Dubs.
Hey, 8 locations here in the Birmingham Central Alabama area. Almost 20 years in the market serving up the absolute best sports atmosphere and wings around. The best place to be for football Saturdays and Sundays is Buffalo Wild Wings. Brand new remodeled locations in Hoover and on Highway 280. I've seen them. Great looking. Two new locations also coming late 2021 in Chelsea and Oxford. And don't forget, all weekend long, download that Buffalo Wild Wings app. You can get the takeout from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Jeff is in Anniston, 205-734-0923. What is up, Jeff? How are you?
Hey, gents. How are y'all doing?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You know, I've been calling y'all, I guess, pretty much going on, what, 12 years now?
It's been a while, yeah.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, I just wanted to tell y'all thanks for letting me ramble on all these years, on and on. Y'all are the only ones that would ever let me just get through like I do. And I know people get tired of me, but y'all are very gracious.
No, Jeff, I've told you before, man, you're my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, actually, y'all are still the best. 11 years later, y'all are still the best, and there's no contest.
Oh, Jeff, well, thank you. Jeff. Actually, we actually get some people who, in our Farmfolio chat room, who request that we do a weekly segment with you.
And I would love to have you do a live read.
Yeah, we do need to work out some additional stuff for Jeff. We were talking, though, this morning. I remember 10 years ago today, we all went to see number 3 Arkansas take on number 1 LSU together. And it really seems like it was just a couple of days ago. I mean, the time just flies by, and that was a complete decade ago.
It's amazing. I was reminded the other day, I was riding around, of a call I made to y'all, I think, towards the beginning. And I still, even, and I was a young guy then, so I could kind of see it back then. But now I'm an old guy, and I haven't played in 15 years. But I still, every time I go by a big yard or a field, I check it out to see it, how good it would be as a football field.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Ever since I was a kid. Did y'all not ever do that?
I think I remember that call, and I explained to you that we had a field down at, I think it was Donnie's house. where we actually put up a sign and we called it the Pine Bowl, P-I-N-E, the Pine Bowl. And we put up a little 2x4 sign on stakes and called it the Pine Bowl.
Yeah.
My neighbor, though, the Binghams, they had the best field, but we pretty much ruined it quickly and they wouldn't let us play on it anymore. Right. We had like 4 or 5 different fields throughout Forest Brook that we would use, but we would tear up the grass and they'd throw us off.
Jeff, have you ever been in Indian Oaks out in Sacks? That's where I grew up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you know how hilly it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Rusty Bouchard's house is where we played football, and it was the biggest yard, but everything in that neighborhood is on a hill. There are no flat yards. So all it was right. slightly downhill. So if you won the toss, you got to go downhill. The uphill team got the ball, but if you won the toss, you would go downhill. That's the way we were.
So instead of taking the win, you took the hill.
You took the hill.
Took the incline.
You played downhill for the first half. Yep.
Hey, do y'all agree that there was a time that Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli looked just alike?
And how weird would that be?
Yeah, I mean,
how weird would that be? I mean, I guess you'd be able to see what you look like when you made those weird faces, but
no, you know, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow for a minute when Brad Pitt had the Legends of the Fall hair, people said they looked alike.
Oh yeah.
Well, he probably enjoyed the heck out of that then. But and I want to know is why does the college's greatest playmaker, play caller, let someone else call plays?
Oh, yeah, because Jeff Lebby is calling the plays?
Yeah.
That's what they tell me, but does it look like to you guys that Jeff Lebby is calling every play there?
It looks like Lane has a heavy input conversation. I mean, you only get 8 seconds to make that call at Ole Miss, too.
That play sheet of Lane's is over his mouth an awful lot for him not to be calling plays.
Yeah, I agree. He probably has input on everything. Do y'all think Detroit's the Nebraska of the NFL this year?
Yeah, I think it's even worse, though. Nebraska's losing a lot of one-possession games, but Detroit's lost 3 walk-offs. That's really hard to do.
Yeah, that's painful. And let's see, 67 wins in 8 years. That's 8 a year, and they get you at least $7.5 million a year in the Big Ten for several years. They get you fired in half the SEC. I am starting to think that it does just mean more, right?
Well, I think the actions say it does, yeah.
And look, I hear y'all say all the time that the NFC is better than AFC. Well, there's 11 teams in the AFC with winning records and 5 in the NFC. And AFC's won 6 of the last 9 Super Bowls. So why do y'all keep thinking the NFC is better than
AFC? I was having this thought yesterday when I was watching Dallas lose to the Raiders and watching Buffalo dismantle the Saints. I could be wrong on that. It just seems like this postseason is going to be much more difficult in the NFC once we get the postseason teams lined up. I think there's more teams that can win a championship this year in the NFC than there are that can win a championship in the AFC.
Yeah, maybe quality depth. The best team may end up being in the AFC like it has been. You're pointing out several times they win the Super Bowl, so maybe they have the best team. But as far as going deep, 4, 5, 6 possible Super Bowl champions seem to be on the NFC side.
Yeah, Jeff, I really felt good a couple of weeks ago saying that, but now Kansas City's playing extremely well. New England's playing extremely well. But outside of that,
what do you think about the Colts?
I mean,
they just destroyed the Bills. Yeah.
And I wouldn't want them to play in the SEC championship game, but how wild would it be if Bam and Auburn were to meet in the playoffs one day?
Oof, that would be crazy.
More disappointing season, North Carolina, LSU.
LSU.
I think I'd go LSU. I expect more at LSU than I do North Carolina. I guess that's why.
Okay, just real quick, straight up. A&M, LSU.
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 I think LSU.
I'm playing the emotions there.
Iowa, Nebraska.
Iowa.
Nebraska gets that win today.
Nebraska.
Without Adrian Martinez.
And last one, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma.
Yep. I'll go Oak State.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Anytime I can get Oklahoma with points, as bad as they've been and as good as that Oak State's defense has been, and the fact that Oak State mentally cannot beat that team, the only thing that sucks about that is I've got a feeling Oklahoma is going to win this game tomorrow, and then we're going to see it again next week.
Bobby in the Farmfolio chat room, y'all remember that movie about the mind of John Malkovich?
Very good movie.
I don't remember the name of it, but I'm
Being John Malkovich.
Being John Malkovich, yeah.
You were very close. Yeah, all you needed was that.
But I'm starting to think a movie looking into the mind of Jeff from Aniston would be an R-rated acid trip.
I believe it's an interesting trip, yeah.
NC-17.
Yeah, Spike Jones is the guy that did that film, and it was really good.
I still have not seen it.
Yeah, I mean, it was really neat.
Yeah, interesting.
John Cusack.
Steven said we could let Jeff do Fridays three and out every week.
He pretty much does it, doesn't he?
Three and out.
Well, he does a series, man. He does nine innings.
That's somebody that gets the show right there. Thank you, Stephen.
All right. Part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Nichols.
Hey, Dometic coolers are super durable, efficient, basically the best you could get. Right now is the best time to get one. Nichols Outfitters and Pelham has some amazing discounts on their selection of Dometic coolers and fridges. Some models up to 30% off. Go see them at Nichols Outfitters, exit 242 in Pelham, or online, nicholsoutfitters.com.
And don't forget, our Black Friday sale is underway at the Next Round store, nextround.store, nextround.store. Use the promo code Black Friday. Get 15% off the entire store. Every item you buy, 15% off if you use that promo code Black Friday in our Next Round store, nextround.store. All right, we're continuing our conversation about the Buffalo Wild Wings pick six. The game's coming up on Saturday. No Friday games that we'll talk about. But for not playing the game in the championship this week, we get UAB this afternoon as they play host to UTEP, 1 p.m. down at Protective to end the season. 20 seniors who have helped change the course of UAB football forever, moving into this new stadium, and they have won two Conference USA championships in their time there with the Blazers. Big day to honor them. Pretty amazing. Take out the pandemic year where they only played 9 games, 6-3 in conference champions. UAB going for yet another 8-win season today, a pretty big milestone, and going to another bowl game. These seniors have been to a bowl game every year they played at UAB.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
It's just so much going on. I mean, it's incredible stuff. And now we've kind of gotten conditioned to the fact that UAB is going to be successful every year that Bill Clark is there. So I think for some UAB fans, it's been a disappointing season. If you would have gotten the win last week, which a lot of people believe they should have gotten that win against Texas San Antonio, you know, the season plays out much differently. But now you're playing a UTEP team that can be sneaky good. You know, they started out the season really good. They had lost 3 consecutive games until they got the win last week against Rice. This is a 13.5-point number. UAB should win this game, but I think this game is going to be a little more competitive than people think.
Yeah, you wonder about UAB's mental state going into this.
That was a tough loss.
That was a brutal loss for them. You know, I mean, Bill Clark has turned this program around. He's a phenomenal coach, but that was one of the coaching decisions where a lot of people questioned Bill Clark's thinking there, not going for that 4th and inches to seal the game.
And to your point, you mean it's been over 3 years that these guys at some point had been playing for a conference championship for the first time. It's off the table.
It's off the table. And you've probably, you know, I talked about in my upset alert about a team beating you twice. I think that's a concern here. I think it's a concern for Bill Clark, UTSA beating you twice. And this game doesn't have the meaning for them that it would have had they gone for that 4th down and made it or held UTSA out of the end zone there, and this game was for the division.
Yeah, you can get tickets down at the stadium as you head down there today. Brooks, one of our listeners on the way down there, going down to the game in just a bit. He says, go Blazers. Kevin remembers one of my childhood fields we played on. There was a flat field right next to Buck Creek right in Alabaster that Steve Smitherman and Joe Glass and some of the guys over there, they had a little field hockey, not the kind that you play with the girls, but the kind we loved the Birmingham Bulls hockey team back in the day when we were in high school in the 80s.
There's really a dude named Joe Glass?
There was a guy named Joe Glass, yep.
He was Tyson's first opponent, right?
Was
that
he?
Was
really?
Glass Joe.
That was Glass Joe. Yeah. Okay, right. Joe Glass, the late Joe Glass. He was a character, man. But they had a little team called the Buck Creek Bombers, and they would play play gym hockey in some local tournaments, but they had a backyard with goals set up, full checking and a little ball and hockey sticks, and you get the crap knocked out of you if you're a little kid from Smoky Road and you went over there and played. That's a good memory. Speaking of, Jeff was talking about fields that you'd find places to play some football on in the neighborhood. We did a little field hockey over there. So UAB's 1 game today. All in all, though, not the greatest slate of Friday football. No. I mean, I wish we would throw some meaningful games in here. Was there one at some point we thought was going to be a meaningful game today that just didn't show up being meaningful?
Look, you know, Boise taking on San Diego State, what that should have meant in that conference, but Boise's got 4 losses. You know, Texas, Kansas State, Texas has lost 6 consecutive games. Iowa, Nebraska could have been for that division if Nebraska would have been much improved.
I guess that could have been the marquee game today.
I know looking back at your 3 guarantees when I dug those up, Lance, you thought this would be a more meaningful game for UCF. I mean, USF you didn't think anything about, but you thought UCF was what Cincinnati became.
Blown away that Central Florida has been this bad. I'm not surprised that South Florida's been that bad.
But, no, not at all.
You know, I thought Central Florida could be going for win 10 or 11 here. And then Washington, the Apple Cup. The Apple Cup's got a lot of meaning, though.
Yeah,
because if Washington State wins that game, and then tomorrow if Oregon State upsets Oregon, then Washington State plays in their first ever Pac-12 championship game.
I don't know if they play for the O Spittoon or what North Carolina and NC State play for in their rivalry game, but at one point North Carolina was a preseason top 10 team. NC State was a top 20, top 25 team. That could have been for something today, North Carolina and NC State.
Yeah, it still should be a decent game. NC State in -6, you know, before the season, I think if you would have put a number on that, you probably had Carolina -4.5. So this thing is completely flipped. And it has been, as Jeff pointed out, a really disappointing season for a 6-5 North Carolina team that had expectations of challenging Clemson for the ACC championship, but just a weird year in the ACC altogether.
13 games for your viewing today on television. If you want to check that out, and you can go see UAB in person. Much more of the Buffalo Wild Wings Pick 6 as we continue throughout the show. And part of the show is being brought to you by our friends at Backyard Adventure. If you're looking for that perfect way to say I love you to the kids with a great gift this holiday season or spring and summer, and you want a gift that is not going to end up being donated in 6 months or in the closet or clogging up your garage, then I suggest our friends at Backyard Adventures. The website's backyardalabama.com. Say you got a kid who's 4, 5, or 6, and you want to spend quality time with them. You want it to be easy sometimes that, hey, all of a sudden I'm through with work, I'm home, we don't have time to go to the park or go do this, go do that, but we can easily jump in our backyard. Why not have the best playset imaginable in your backyard? It's Backyard Adventures, 100% cedar, quality, lifetime warranties. They do a maintenance program that keeps it looking brand new. You don't have to put it together. They assemble it for you. They'll move it around. They'll take it down for you. Whatever you need, it adds value to your home. It is all at BackyardAlabama.com, BackyardAlabama.com. And right now, they've got their display sale going on. You can go by their lot off of 119 and check that out. They've got some final orders that guarantee for Christmas delivery, some forts there, and a lot more. See it all at BackyardAlabama.com, BackyardAlabama.com.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
It's time to change the game plan on your night's sleep. Have you ever had a custom-made mattress set made right here in America? Now more than ever, American-made, Alabama-made means something. And that's what you get with my friends at Royal Bedding on Highway 31 in Pelham. Tom, Ginger, and TJ Vignale have been providing Alabamians with a great night's sleep for over 30 years now. You can see everything they offer on their website, royalbeddinginc.com. But better yet, stop by the showroom right on Highway 31. It's Royal Bedding and the website, royalbeddinginc.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a local agent to handle all of your insurance needs, you need to call my good friend James Anthony at the James Anthony Agency, 205-985-7717, Hoover, Birmingham, Northport, and Tuscaloosa. He's been in business over 20 years, the James Anthony Agency.
Being a boot fanatic, I have found the perfect place to shop for the greatest selection of boots with brands like Lucchese, Ariat, Dan Post, Twisted X, Justin, and more. Hey, Tom Luganbill here telling you Jack's Western and Outdoor Wear in Coleman is the place to go. Western boots, fashion boots, and work boots. Jack's has them all. Plus, a great selection of apparel and boots for the entire family. Jack's Western and Outdoor Wear is a one-stop shop for all your holiday gift-giving needs. Jack's Western and Outdoor Wear, I-65, exit 304. Just look for the big red building and follow Jack's on Facebook and Instagram.
Save 20% off your Arte Italica purchases all week long at Bromberg's, including the favorite holiday pattern, Natale. Now is a great time to update your kitchen and dining room, purchase ahead for upcoming weddings, or treat yourself with beautiful dinnerware. Bromberg's hand-picked holiday-inspired items were designed to be used throughout the winter season, not just for Christmas dinner. Dishes, glassware, serving pieces, and lines that are handmade with care in Italy and are all 20% off all week long at Bromberg's, Mountain Brook, and the Summit.
Say you had the greatest job in the world, which everyone knows is crafting pumpkin fresh frozen custard desserts at Culver's. Here would be your typical day. Pour farm fresh dairy into the custard maker and run continuously all day. Add real pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie spice. Then craft our pumpkin spice shake or salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer. Yum! Serve with a great big pumpkin lovin' smile.
Just like that, pumpkin's back at Culver's. But not for long. Welcome to Delicious.
Hey, Vulcan here. A century of reaching for the stars has taught me a lot. For one, your arm gets really stiff, but it is cast iron. For two, the stars not only fell on Alabama, they opened a first bank branch in Homewood with local banking stars and community banking with a 5-star rating. Big banks. First bank outshines them hands down. Hands down. That would be a relief.
First Bank, now open at 404 Hollywood Boulevard. Member FDIC.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com.
On the field or in the office, you need a solid team and a strong game plan if you want to beat the competition. Xerox Business Solutions Southeast offers everything from printers to managed IT services, as well as hybrid work hardware solutions through our titanium partnership with Dell. For championship-level office solutions, get Xerox Business Solutions Southeast into your starting lineup. Visit xbssoutheast.com/win. Touchdown!
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
Hey y'all, whether you're a scratch golfer or just out on the course for fun, at southernbeeclothing.com, we know that looking great is at least half the game. And we have the fine leisure attire you're going to want for all your favorite outdoor events. Visit southernbeeclothing.com and read our story to find out how a whirlwind romance accidentally led to the creation of Southern Bee Clothing. southernbeeclothing.com, that's southernbeeclothing.com. Don't forget the .com.
Aaron Rodgers actually showed his bare foot in his news conference, his big toe, talking about the big game coming up this weekend for the Packers against the Rams.
What is COVID toe? You get a blister if you got COVID?
I've never heard of that.
I have not either, but that's what he was trying to disprove, that he's got COVID toe.
Well,
that's
he calls I'm sure. it. Well, he confused me because I didn't know which toe it was, because he was talking about the first toe and his last toe.
Yep.
See, normally I say big toe, pinky toe.
Right.
And, you know, they were saying, well, is it even a factor if it's his pinky toe? You guys remember when I broke my pinky toe back in early August?
Yep.
I mean, I limped around for 6 weeks.
Yeah, you need both of those outside toes.
Yeah, very important, and especially for the mobility of Aaron Rodgers going against that Rams front. So I do think that's a major key on Sunday.
Yeah, and one of our big precision sports injury updates as well is our buddy Scott Forrester, who who dropped a crock pot on his foot on Thanksgiving, and now is in a walking boot today, so he is questionable for the Iron Bowl.
Tough way to go there, man.
On Saturday, a crock pot.
Did you yell anything specifically when you dropped it?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Loosely rhymes with crock.
Precision Sports brings you that injury update.
From pediatrics to geriatrics, those injuries started to pile up in the field, the yard, and in the kitchen, apparently. Affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, 9 convenient locations, including the Southern Orthopedic Sports Medicine Associates location in Jasper. Now 14 total providers. You can make that same-day appointment for orthopedic and sports medicine care. Call 855-219-6200 or visit PrecisionSportsOrtho.com.
I'm wondering, or Bobby's wondering, LT, did you really think UCF would win 10 games this year?
I thought they were going to be one of the Group 5 surprise teams. If you would have asked me, and there was a ton of them coming into the year, Coastal Carolina and Louisiana Lafayette, Liberty, I would have said the best of all of them, even with Cincinnati, was going to be UCF.
You had them 11-1. I look back. Yeah.
You like Dylan Gabriel much.
I love Dylan Gabriel. I thought that he was going to, you know, Gus Malzahn coming in would provide a spark at least for that first year with that program. And then we would see a typical Gus 4 or 5 loss season probably following that up. But I'm really surprised they're sitting at 7-4. And a lot of that does have to do with the Gabriel injury.
Biggest story coming out of the last couple of days is Mel Tucker's contract is signed. And we'll get into this several different ways. But Mel Tucker has signed a 10-year, $95 million contract. That's $9.5 million a year. guaranteed contract. So that $95 million in its entirety is guaranteed. And maybe the biggest thing that is so one-sided for Mel Tucker and his agent is that the buyout is not changing. So the buyout is $2.5 million and then $2 million, then one point. It keeps going down. So the most you would ever have to pay to get Mel Tucker away from that money is $2.5 million. So it is all guaranteed for Tucker and an easy buyout if he wanted to go somewhere else.
That is amazing to me that based on not even two full seasons, and one of those being a COVID season where, you know, I think historically we'll look back on that and good or bad, you can't really read a ton into it. I'm not diminishing Alabama's championship. That was one of the best teams we've ever seen. But I'm saying there were so many variables in that season. You never know, like Mel Tucker, they coached half a season. Basically, and Lance, he has parlayed this into, did you just say $95 million guaranteed?
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah, and the original contract was a $2.5 million buyout that you mentioned with an annual decrease by $500,000. So the buyout doesn't change. The reason you lock him up is because you're afraid he's going to go somewhere else. Not that anybody would be dumb enough to pay Mel Tucker $95 million. I had wondered where Lloyd Christmas and Harry Dunn had gone, but they apparently are part of the administration that approved this deal.
Samsonite.
They have two boosters that are doing, they're paying the whole bill on this.
And they like to piss money away. I don't know if this is a Brewster's Million. Do you guys remember that movie?
Yeah, they got
to
spend all of it. Can't have anything to show for
it. And just waste the hell out of it. Well, you just did with Mel Tucker.
You really did.
Because I will guarantee you'll never get a championship out of that guy.
I cannot believe he has parlayed this. Like, I can't even believe James Franklin's parlayed what he's parlayed into $7 million.
I can't either. But James Franklin at least has a Big Ten championship. He's got a couple of double-digit win seasons.
He does, but I still think, I mean, my gosh, the contract extensions he gets. But boy, what Mel Tucker has gotten, that baffles me.
How do you, like, with a straight face, sign a contract that much, making you the second highest paid coach in college football behind Nick Saban, and probably when you put in the NFL coaches, a top 10 paid coach in football overall? How do you sign that with a straight face after losing 56-7 the same week?
To the best team you got to, the team you got to beat to win that conference.
Do you think they got a challenge against Penn State this weekend? They could lose again.
I think they lose to Penn State.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. Todd Furman agrees with me. We had him on. I asked about that game specifically. Penn State is favored in that game for a reason. So they're going to drop 3 of 4 to end the season.
Do you think they meet at midfield, those two, and just laugh?
Yeah.
Look what we have done.
Yeah, that's the contract extension game right there. So there's the Mel Tucker deal. A couple others being worked on after we tell you about our friends at Hemp Hill Services. If you've got a mess of any kind, Hemp Hill is there for you.
Yeah, when something's not running right, flowing right, draining right, or flushing right, disaster can strike at any moment. It happened in my house a couple of months ago. It happened to Rocky. The first thing we did, call Hemp Hill Services, Adam, Chad, Andrew, the team at Hemp Hill, the ones we trust to fix it right the first time, always at a fair price. For all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name. Birmingham has trusted since 1954. That is our friends at Hemp Hill Services. Call now, 205-229-2090.
James Franklin has the contract extension at Penn State. That was official last week. Mel Tucker has signed his. According to reports, Baylor is looking into locking in Dave Aranda, and Aranda has sent word. And then Dennis Dodd reporting that Luke Fickell and Cincinnati are close to a new deal. With Dave Aranda, it seems to, Joel Klatt thought he was going to USC. So if Aranda is staying at Baylor, he's not going to USC. I guess if you stay at Baylor, if you're Dave Aranda and you like the situation there, the way the playoffs are going, the Big 12 is going to have an automatic bid to win that championship. So you're okay staying at Baylor because you have a path to the playoffs, I assume.
I hate to say this, is embarrassing. Baylor's got the better facilities. It's been a more consistent program. And they are showing him that they're going to give him a commitment. And I just don't know what commitment there is right now to football at USC. So as easy as it is to say on the surface, how would you not leave Baylor for USC? If he's going to get paid and he feels like he's got the administration behind him, he's got the boosters in his pocket, maybe it makes sense for Dave Aranda to stay there.
Take Cincinnati off the table. All right, real quick. Take Cincinnati off the table. Of the Big 12 teams remaining, because I don't know what Cincinnati's going to be in that. I know what they are now. I don't know what to be in that conference. Who's the best program?
I mean Oklahoma State or Baylor?
But Baylor's in the discussion,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So if I'm Dave Aranda, why go bang my head against the wall and try to build a program up when I'm about to be maybe the best program left in my conference?
How about this? In the history of the college football playoffs, which we started in 2014, is that right?
Yes, 14 was the first.
Baylor has been much closer than USC ever has.
That is correct.
No, yeah. Should have been in 1 year.
Yep.
What gets me, though, is these second-year guys like Aranda. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve the money. I don't think Mel Tucker deserves this money. But if you're going to get paid that, take it if you're Mel Tucker. But in year two, how you can give these ridiculous, huge contracts. But in year two, you can't give Jimmy Lake time to even finish out a season.
It's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Jimmy Lake gets to coach 13 games. Some coaches are getting $95 million guaranteed with the same amount of time as Jimmy Lake had there.
And I bet the record's close to the same, right?
It was 7-6 for Jimmy Lake. And Tucker had 2 wins last year. So how many does he have?
He was 2-5 last year. Yeah. He's 9-2 now. So
he's got 11 wins. He's got 4 more wins worth $95 million guaranteed. We'll get one guy with 4 less wins is fired.
Fired versus
the other guy's $95 million guaranteed for a decade.
Don't try to make it make sense.
Coaching is so weird, and you do feel sorry for some of the assistants and their families and stuff. But look, there's a reason with the money they're getting paid. I mean, it's insane.
John Parker Wilson at the top of the hour here. Bromberg's brings you the great, great holiday gifts for your family and friends.
Yeah, look, a lot of people are out there on this Black Friday. You're shopping around. Maybe you're thinking about popping the question. You need to go see our friends at Bromberg's, the diamond specialist, family-owned and operated since 1836. They've established that solid reputation as a fine purveyor of quality diamonds as well as jewelry, timepieces, and gifts. Go see our friends, 2 locations, Mountainburg and the Summit. You can also shop online today. Their online store, go to bromberg's.com.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.